Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for the good stuff, Mike and Kim, as we continue on into the Easter weekend now. Kim, what did you find for our Friday, Good Friday program?
Aunt Emma's Easter Dress. It's by Rod Nichols.
Ooh, that should be a good one.
That's what I thought.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills right here in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Whether it's a trip down the scenic Niobrara River or out to the International Dark Skies area around Merritt Reservoir, check it all out by going to visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You can visit them online to get the latest, hottest stories, the most current sales reports, all sorts of updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. So make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com, and I'll tell you why, because that's what ranchers read.
All right, you had something from Rod Nichols gathered up today.
Yes, indeed. It's called Aunt Emma's Easter Dress. Here we are on Good Friday. Y'all hurry up, Aunt Emma called. It's 15 miles to town. Of course, this was Easter Sunday, and she had a brand new gown. She'd bought it from a catalog in Lawson's General Store, and this was going to be for her, and first time it got wore. Well, sure enough, we got there late and rushed in with the rest. When Emma got a sudden start, another wore her dress. Then in we went and took a pew, and Emma's face was red. She planned debut was now seamed for someone else instead. Her planned debut was now, it seemed, for someone else instead. The choir commenced to sing in hymns, but Emma seemed all choked. She couldn't quite get over it, the nerve of certain folks. The preacher opening with a prayer, "Our Father's will be done." But Emma was a fuming now. This Sunday weren't no fun. The sermon was a good one, too. Easter morning sunrise. By now, Aunt Em was steaming mad, her patience way past trying. So when the close of service came, Aunt Emma snapped, "Let's go." And all that time we thought that she would want to sashay slow. We started out and shook the hand of preacher as we passed, and it was then Aunt Emma spied that brand new looking glass. Then Emma cried for all to hear, "My Lord, for pity's sake!" That rival who had worn her dress now also wore her face. Rod Nichols with a great sense of humor. It's called Aunt Emma's Easter Dress.
So just remember, when you're planning this year's Easter egg hunt, you'll need Easter baskets and, crucially, at least a dozen fresh dad jokes. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's a requirement in there. Anyway, so why shouldn't you tell an Easter egg a good joke?
It will break its yolk?
Close. It might crack up.
Oh.
What do you call a sleeping egg?
No clue.
Egg-zausted.
Oh.
Why did the Easter egg hide? He was a little chicken. What day does an Easter egg hate the most?
Friday.
Friday. You got it.
I got it.
What do you call an egg from outer space? Extraterrestrial.
Hey, I had it.
Yep. I've seen that working. It was coming
out. Yep.
How can you make Easter preparations go faster? Use the express lane. Oh. All right. Some dad jokes for you.
There you go. Hey, a few more jelly bean facts as we are here on Good Friday. In the early 1900s sales, jelly beans were only sold in individual flavors.
You know, you used to see them where they'd have a jar of red or green or something like that. And then all of a sudden, somebody mixed them up one day, probably spilled them on the floor, picked them up, put them in one jar.
And they went, "Oh my gosh.
It's great.
That's a great idea." Oh, and did you know jelly beans started out as Christmas candy?
No, they work there too, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were originally a Christmas candy until about 1930.
Through the Depression, huh?
Yep. And the blueberry-flavored jelly beans. Do you ever wonder, do you ever ponder, do you ever consider where the blue bean jelly beans
come? Yeah, you don't see those, do you?
Not very often. Blueberry bean lovers can thank Ronald Reagan. Jelly bean needed a blue jelly bean when he was elected, and the blueberry jelly bean was born.
All right. That's where it come from.
Yes, indeed.
And a happy Easter, everyone, and we'll see you again on the next edition of The Good Stuff.